Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The data scientist who created Florida's COVID-19 dashboard tweeted today that the coronavirus infection rate in Florida school districts without a mandate for masks is nearly double the rate of counties with a face covering mandate. This year, Rebecca Jones was fired by the state for refusing to doctor coronavirus data. She has created her own online COVID-19 dashboard, which also includes tracking coronavirus infections in schools. The weekly average of new coronavirus cases in Florida is increasing. Today, Florida added nearly 4,300 new positive cases of coronavirus and 57 deaths, bringing the death toll from COVID-19 to more than 16,700 in Florida. The total number of COVID-19 cases in Florida has been more than 786,000. The number of patients hospitalized for the disease also ticked upward over the past few days. It's harder to vote this election because of fewer polling places nationwide, votes not counted, and a pandemic. That's according to an investigation called Barriers to the Ballot Box. It was put together by Stateline, that's an initiative with the Pew Charitable Trusts. The reporter on the story, Matt Vassalagambros, says fewer polling sites are a main reason for the bottlenecks.
We saw, you know, hours-long lines in Miami-Dade and in Broward. So the effects of poll closure really is lines. And it's those images that you see on social media that say, like, oh, do I really want to be going out there right now?
Vassalagambros says that since the United States Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act in 2013, there's been a massive decline in polling places nationwide. The Sarasota Herald Tribune is reporting that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has announced that it will extend its public notice and comment period on a construction permit for the first finfish farm ever authorized in federal waters. The comment deadline was extended because the agency's email was not working and comments previously submitted were not received. The new deadline is November 19th. The project would raise 20,000 jack in an anchored chain-link mesh pen 45 miles southwest of Longboat Pass off Sarasota County. A black woman injured in a police shooting in suburban Chicago says she begged officers to help her boyfriend, who was also shot and eventually died. Tafara Williams and Marcellus Dinette, a black man, were shot last week while in a car in Waukegan, north of Chicago. The officer who shot Dinette was fired. Williams spoke to reporters today by Zoom from a hospital bed. Williams says she begged police to rush Dinette to a hospital, but she says they covered him up with a blanket instead. Amy Coney Barrett has been formally sworn in as the Supreme Court's 9th Justice. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath this morning at the court. Justice Barrett's first votes on the Supreme Court could include two big topics affecting the man who appointed her. The court is weighing a plea from President Trump to prevent the Manhattan District Attorney from acquiring his tax returns, as well as appeals from the Trump campaign and Republicans to shorten the deadline for receiving and counting absentee ballots in the battleground states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania. No justice has assumed office so close to a presidential election or immediately confronted issues so directly tied to the incumbent president's political and personal fortunes. After weakening some this morning over the Yucatan Peninsula, Tropical Storm Zeta emerged over the Gulf of Mexico earlier this afternoon. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says it's poised to strengthen into a hurricane again by tonight.
Since water temperatures are warm and upper-level winds are light over the southern Gulf, Zeta is most likely to become a hurricane again by tonight. However, some weakening may occur prior to landfall, and since the storm will be accelerating by then, this should mitigate some of the impacts to the northern Gulf Coast.
Despite these factors, though, Huffman says tropical storm-force winds, a storm surge of 2 to 4 feet, and a risk of tornadoes are still possible near Pensacola tomorrow night as Zeta moves inland. Elsewhere across Florida, only an uptick in rain chances are expected Thursday from the tail end of Zeta's moisture. Tonight, overnight lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, breezy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.